With stays under $250 a night, Vrbo makes it easy to celebrate sweater weather. You could book a cabin stay with leaf views for days, or a brownstone in a city where festivals are just a walk away, or a lakeside home with a fire pit for cozy nights with friends. Or, if you're not a sweater person, we can call it corduroy weather. More flexible. And with stays under $250 a night, you can book a home that suits your exact needs. Book now at Vrbo.com.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to Calm and Confident. You know that feeling when your to-do list seems longer than a CVS receipt on Black Friday? Yeah, me too. We've all been there, staring at that pile of tasks like it's the mythical beast in our own personal Harry Potter story. Terrifying, yet strangely alluring. Today, we're tackling procrastination head-on because let's be honest, sometimes being lazy isn't about lack of motivation. It's about getting stuck in a cycle that feels impossible to break. Now, before you start hitting that snooze button on your responsibilities, hear me out. This isn't about turning into a productivity robot, churning out tasks like some factory line. It's about finding balance, building healthy habits, and reclaiming your time. Think of it this way. If procrastination is a thief stealing your precious moments, today we're arming ourselves with the stoic strategies to fight back and win back control. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you conquer those procrastination demons and unlock that inner superhero. Firstly, awareness is everything. The first step to overcoming any bad habit is acknowledging it exists. Seriously, take a moment to reflect on your procrastination patterns. What triggers them? Is it fear of failure, perfectionism, or simply the siren song of Netflix? Identifying the root cause is like finding the weak spot in a video game boss. Once you know its weakness, you can start strategizing your attack. Secondly, break down those monstrous tasks. You ever stare at a mountain range and feel paralyzed by its sheer size? Yeah, that's what a big project can do to our brains. Break it down into smaller, more manageable steps. Think of it like leveling up in a video game. Each small victory gets you closer to the final boss. Celebrate those wins along the way. Thirdly, schedule it in and treat it like an important meeting. This might sound obvious, but it's often overlooked. Block out specific time slots for those tasks, just like you would for a doctor's appointment or a dinner date. Don't let anything else interfere with that sacred time. Put on your do not disturb mode and get focused. Fourthly, embrace the power of just starting. Ever noticed how the hardest part is often simply beginning? Once you get those initial momentum wheels rolling, it becomes much easier to keep going. Don't overthink it. Just start with a small action, even if it's just opening that document or scrolling through your notes. You've got this. Finally, be kind to yourself. Remember, progress isn't always linear. There will be days when you feel more motivated than others. On those less than stellar days, acknowledge it, give yourself a little pep talk, and try again tomorrow. Don't let setbacks derail your entire journey. Let me paint a picture for you. Imagine you're trying to write that important report, but the blank page stares back at you like a judgmental ghost. Your mind wanders to that pile of laundry, a tempting online shopping spree, or maybe even a quick nap, don't judge. But then, you remember these 5 key takeaways. You take a deep breath, acknowledge those distractions, break down the report into smaller sections, schedule dedicated time for it, and finally, just start typing, even if it's just one sentence. Boom, momentum is built, procrastination conquered, and that sense of accomplishment? Priceless. So, there you have it, 5 powerful strategies to help you overcome procrastination and reclaim your time. Remember, this isn't about becoming a productivity machine. It's about finding balance, building healthy habits, and achieving those goals that truly matter to you. Now go out there, slay those tasks, and remember, I'm rooting for you. Let me know how these strategies work for you. Share your victories, big or small, your struggles, and any other tips you have in the comments below. And don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode of Calm and Confident. Until next time, stay calm, stay confident, and keep crushing it.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.